now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchanged. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance a put Mr. Marcus to shame. Do you get me smart off your brains? Off the charts and insane, no strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from your back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Wild, spit on the trap. If you see, run dry while I'm hitting that. Eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man Productions. Straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group. City.
Music to my fucking ears. Oh my god, I'm on the air live. I'm on the air live. Oh, it was a week ago that I was last on the air. For y'all that don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, I was having technical difficulties. My phone, like, messed up. Not my phone, my fucking BlackBerry fucked up. And I wasn't able to do, yeah, my computer fucked up. I'm bugging. My computer was fucked up ever since August 31st, and I wasn't able to do everything that I wanted to do, and I wasn't able to get to a computer on Friday and Saturday. So I wasn't able to do my show, and I missed you, like, a lot. Oh, my God, I missed you. Y'all just don't understand. So tonight we don't have no special guest artist, so to speak. I was looking for a male co-host, you know, so a man could give me and Princess Nay his point of view. Because, you know, y'all hear shit from my point of view, and you hear shit from Shanae's point of view. But, you know, sometimes the artists come on, and, you know, they may give us stuff through their point of view. But it's really not the same as a man just calling in and telling us why they might pay for pussy or why they lie on their dick. You know, I can, like, speak for men all day long, but it's not the same as an actual dick being on the line talking for itself. So, you know, I don't know what to say. I have so many questions. I have so many topics. I've been on my BBM heavily. I've been setting it off. Met a lot of cool people and everything like that. And, you know, I've been putting different questions as my statuses and stuff like that. You know, a guy, would you fuck a fat bitch or an ugly bitch with a big ass? Or is a fat chick with a big ass? No, ugly chick with a big ass. And, you know, most men will fuck anything as long as they can bust a nut. You find 20% of men that have standards about what they stick their dick in, and other ones just don't give a fuck. I fuck with the 20%, and then I might have a 0.0.01% when I might not care, but you'll never catch me on that. I have to be dead ass drunk, and I don't get drunk like that. You know what I'm saying? So I got hella new music to break. Oh, I see my co-host, Princess Nay. Princess Nay. Hi, Mommy. Hi, Mommy. I'm super crunk. You ain't pressed one to bring you in, so I'm just going to bring you in anyway. Hi, Nay. Hi, Nay.
I did press one. It just didn't do
you ain't
that
pressed
yet.
Nothing. Your fingers must be tired from that all that electricity you got going on with them damn Duracell batteries and the bathtub and sexiness.
Princess Nay is in bed. She doesn't feel good. So Princess Nay is hanging out with Chocolate Mommy from bed.
Okay, but you always go from the tub to the bed, so what's the difference?
I know, but I haven't even been to the tub yet. I'm just snuggled in my blankies right now.
Oh, I'm sorry you don't feel well. I hope you feel good soon.
It's okay. I'm just waiting for some big buff guy to come and take care of me and make me some soup and rub me and massage me and make me feel better.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I am so jealous. Hey, Al. He's in the room. I'm so jealous. I'm just waiting for any fucking man. You know what? No, I have me a new friend. So I can't even say that I'm waiting for something. But you know what I would like? Like, visualize this,
like?
Right? It's like I'm in the shower, right? And I need a dude that's about six feet or better, right? And I need him to have, like, no less than 8 inches, no more than 9.5, right? And I need him to be semi-thick, you know what I mean? And while I'm taking a shower and I'm lathering up, I need him to come from behind, get in the shower, and he has his clothes on, and then he turns me around to him, and he's so fucking fine, I just start ripping off his shirt. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm just taking down his pants, and I fall on my knees, and I start sucking his dick in the shower. And then he turns me over against the wall, and he sticks his dick in me from the back, and he is just fucking the hell out of me, and the water is just splashing all over the place. Oh, God. Hey, is anybody in Greensboro that can give me some of that tonight? Like, where you at?
No.
Oh, my God. That's the kind of dick I need. That is the kind of dick that I need, for real. Like, oh, see, I can't even type thinking about being smashed from the back. Like, oh, my God.
I'm logged in with your name so much, I can't even remember what my own freaking password is.
Oh, guess what? Nights of Erotica is furnishing me some toys. So guess what? You know, I've never done anything with any toys before or anything like that, right? So you know what I'm going to do? I am going to have a radio show with me masturbating with a toy. And I'm going to send you the different kind of toys that he's going to send me. And you let me know which one I should use. And, yeah, we're going to have a Chocolate City Live with me busting a nut off of a dildo. And then if it's somebody that's local that feels like they can fuck me and do a better job, then they should come. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
I mean, I was doing something on BlackBerry this weekend, and I was doing, like, poll questions as my status, and I was asking men how many of them pay for pussy, and you know how many motherfuckers just lie? Like, I've never, ever paid for pussy. Man, did some people caught on, and they was like, is that, like, with gifts and stuff like that? I'm like, yeah, anytime you spend money on a bitch, and it's with the pretense of getting some pussy, and you eventually get it, whether you get it right then, cash on delivery, or if you put it on layaway, you pay for pussy. I paid for dick before because I paid for a room. Yeah, I paid for a room. That's it. That's because, you know, I probably didn't want to fuck in the car that night because I probably wanted to fuck more than once. So I paid for a room, and I may have been soft and wanted to be cuddled and held and shit like that. So, yeah, I paid for pussy. I mean, oh, damn, I paid for dick.
Wow.
I know I paid. Oh, you know what? I have paid for pussy. I ain't even going to front.
Wow.
See, unlike men, I tell the truth. It was my ex-boyfriend's birthday, and there was this ugly-ass stripper, and he wanted to have a threesome. So I paid that bitch $150, and she could not eat pussy worth a damn. I was wanting to punch that bitch in her fucking face. And now I was like, you know what? Don't ask me for shit else. This is your only fucking birthday present. I just wasted $150. I left my apartment and left him in there fucking her and didn't speak to him and went and turned myself in because I had to go do 2 weeks in the county jail, turned myself in that Monday and didn't talk to him no more. So, yeah, I done paid for pussy that one time. That's it. It was only for a threesome. Only for a threesome. That's it. Mm-mm. No. Matter of fact, I got to play this. I got to play this. Beat it out the frame because it's only appropriate for what we was talking about. You know which one I'm talking about, don't you? You'll remember it. Here we go. Aya and D-Boy Smoke beat it out the frame.
Rock hard, I beat it out the frame, beat it out the frame, beat it out the frame like Tonight I'm feeling ignorant, this ain't so ridiculous. Leave that skirt and heels on, and them mules are sickening. Liquor down with ice cubes, top her off with licorice. Might just take it lower, let me find out if she ticklish. Retarded dick, I go dumb up in that pussy. What you mean I can't? Hell no, so you ain't push you. Dealing with a veteran, ain't fucking with no rookies. Put some legs open, let me see that pretty nudge. Working up an appetite, so shit, we can feed some. Holding all that coming, well, let me help you release some. Always available, I call her when I need some. Run that pipe off through her walls, that's why she keep on leaking. See, that's that freaky shit, she stay up on that kinky shit. And plus she digging girls that give in here while getting eating shit. Like a track pulled from the back when I be beating it. Type of girl I wouldn't mind getting caught cheating with. Bang, I beat it out the frame. Say what it is, baby, you know I ain't for no games. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Guaranteed once you leave, honey, you won't be the same. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, beat it out the frame. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, watch me beat it out the frame.
I'm checking texts in my phone, little shorty talking nasty. Saying I can smash, all I gotta do is ask. Replied, I'm on the ad, so let me get the cash. But once a nigga finish, I'ma cut her like grass. Bang, I beat it out the frame. She screaming out my name like dang, dang, Paul, freeze. You getting little comfortable. My name is D-Boy to you, and I ain't trying to come for you. Bitch, I got a lady, I ain't trying to trade her for you. Just throw that pussy back and I'ma catch it, you know what to do. Touchdown, I'm in that hole like WhatsApp. Couple back shots, now she thinks she got a spinal tap. Man, she need another brain. She gave me all of hers, now this bitch is insane. Don't want me to leave, but girl, you know that game. I ain't trying to be your main, I just beat it out the frame. Like,
bang, I beat it out the frame. Say what it is, baby, you know I ain't for no games. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Guaranteed once you leave, honey, you won't be the same. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, beat it out the frame. Like, bang, I beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, watch me beat it out the frame.
If she coming to my house, I'ma beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, watch me beat it out the frame. You don't want it in the mouth, I'ma beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, watch me beat it out the frame.
Catch me all up in a blouse, I'ma beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, huh? Beat it out the frame, and you ain't gotta be my spouse for me to beat it out the frame. Beat it out the frame, watch me beat it out the frame.
Beat it out the frame, beat it out the frame. That's what I need, somebody to beat it out the frame. Yes, yes, yes. Now onto my next song. This is dedicated to a very special person in my life.
Oh, that's
without
sweet.
Them. a lot of things that they do make it possible for me to have an easy life. So I have to dedicate this to my girl, my co-host, my bestest friend on this earth and in the sex world, Princess Nay.
Football games, I wouldn't mind being an actress, but I love to sing. I like going out, taking walks and stuff. I don't remember many girls, cause they talk too much. I enjoy crying nights at home, and girl, I'm next to you. Though I ain't a virgin, that don't mean I'm having sex with you.
Anywhere I go, I'm fighting. And
I'm gonna need you to upgrade to Verizon.
All right. Yeah, the truth from
This the truth from him.
I know who you are, sweetie. Now, with a name like that, are you going to tell the truth?
Always.
Okay, how much money have you paid for pussy?
Lately, none.
Previously?
Previously, about 1,000.
Is that at one time?
Yeah.
So what was so good about the pussy that you gave up a stack? I mean, like,
well,
did
I
you give her the stack before? You put your dick in the pussy? It's something y'all negotiated?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Because I had the pussy before, and it was so good, I wanted it some more.
Oh, shit. And Prince is like, he better not ever fuck me, because that's going to be about 5.
Yeah, I paid a stack for that pussy.
And was it better the second time around?
Shit. Yeah.
Did it cost you more the second time around?
Hesitated. Yeah, he hesitated. Like,
Well, yeah, it was. But, you know.
Oh.
Did it cost more the second time around?
Did it cost more the second time around?
Yeah.
Well, I paid for it the second time. The first time, I didn't pay for it.
Oh, wow. So, of course, it cost more the second time around. It must not be good to her the first time, so she was going to charge you the second. Is that how it works?
Nah. Well, actually, it was, like, due to circumstances because she had a man.
Her rent was due.
And I was trying to get her to come out and play with me, but, you know, I just had to make a proposition.
Why are you trying to tell all my business? I thought we had that. I thought we I thought.
I thought
we had to. Slim talking about he got to buy one, get one free.
Oh, my gosh.
She had a man, so I kept trying to get her to come out and play with me. So, you know, I had to convince her. Like, listen, I got $500. Come on outside.
Okay,
she's
who
like,
is this
nah,
we talking to again? I'm going to need some.
This is the truth.
Yeah, it's D-A apostrophe truth, all capital letters. He wants to emphasize the truth.
Exactly.
And he's telling the truth.
Send me that in a message. Is he on Twitter?
He's on BBM, so you got to get a BlackBerry, girl.
I don't have a BlackBerry. I don't want no BlackBerry.
T-Mobile because my AT&T, I dropped it and I ran over it by mistake.
Wow.
So, you know, and then I didn't have insurance on it. And then I wanted my BBM friends, so I just rushed and brought a T-Mobile, you know, and I got the prepaid plan because I was missing my BBM friends.
Oh, my God. You'll pay $1,000 for pussy, but won't pay $7 for insurance for your phone.
I didn't have it up yet at the time. But, you know. But, see, I done tricked them, because, you know, my AT&T account is still active. But, see, what I did, I added insurance up there, and then I'm going to freak him next month, and I'm going to put in the claim to get a new phone. You see, and that's how I'm going to do that.
Oh, God. He on that up north scam a bitch shit. I tell you, Sadie, I have my laptop back again so I can come to Trash Mommy After Dark in Sadie's World. Yes, I can. We have
Mommy
the truth
After Dark.
BBM on, and we have Prince's name. We have hella listeners in the chat room. So I'm getting ready to break out a new song that I just got yesterday, and I really like it. Now, you haven't even heard this one. That's how new it is, girl.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Here I go again. Hold on. Oh, man. Why the fuck? Oh, hold on. You know what? I know what I did. Hold on. Go ahead, Nate. Say something smart so I can cut you out real quick. Hold on. Damn it. What?
Hold on a minute.
What? You know what,
now? Say something.
Come outside.
Oh, my God.
What I'm coming outside
okay.
for?
Okay. Rick Rich, Good Love,
what you come
featuring Shorty Mac.
Never pull up in a rose, baby. Pull you out the line, bring your friends. Get that major artist treatment. Roll out the carpet. You can take a star pick. You can take a star pick. And I can treat you right, girl. For tonight, I could change your life, girl. The moon's out, let me take it out. They living in the past, I'll be stunning now.
Rich in the sticks, I'ma pull out the Bugatti. Big money, blow it all on you, shorty. I'm talking penthouse, sky ride. You deserve the best, baby, in my eyes. Mansion, tell me nothing. If you ain't got a shorty in the house, then cook something. Cook something, fam. I'm talking you and me. Sean Carter, Beyonce, you and me.
Girl, for tonight, I could change your life, girl. The moon's out, let me take it out. They living in the past, I'll be stunning in the now. Be stunning in the now.
Song from Good, really Rich Rick, Good Love featuring Shorty Mac. Now, this song right here, I have to dedicate this to Gucci, because I guess when that bitch didn't take his $150 and she asked him for a ride back to the mall, and she got back in the Hummer, and he started driving, and he opened up the door and pushed her ass out, I guess she was like, she ready to get the fuck out.
Oh, that's wild. I would have pushed the bitch out, too.
Man, not out of no moving, Homer.
I'm just joking.
But you know, Gucci away from being retarded. Burr, burr, burr.
Yeah.
So, I dedicate this song to Gucci because he's ready to do them fucking 6 months in the state of Georgia Department of Correction.
Gucci, big Gucci, that funny light skin girl with me, yeah, she ready now. Chillin' with a mic, stick of money, got the money, and we ballin' out in Beijing. We should get a honey, and he known to buy a nice thing. White ring, white dress, she play for the 18. British squad diva, East Atlanta trainers. Pull her with a clean one, she look like a mean one. I'm tryna choose her, she don't fuck with a loser. Baby say she ready for me, tell her I'm a user. Pull up in a cruiser, scratch P cruiser. Me and Johnny T, money longer than a ruler. All can say he knew ya, you look like a jeweler. Then I took my jeweler, I bought her.
Some whack dick or some whack head. Like, no, no, no. I don't know. Matter of fact, here go another new song that I'm about to drop. Hold on, what the hell is this? Is a different one. I was shocked when I found out these two people did a song together, but here you go. Mike Bless featuring T Pleasure, Bow, the remix.
What?
It's just Mike Bless.
Oh, boy. a little this, a little that, but my main job, I work at a bank. I'm a bank manager.
Okay, well, I'm going to need to talk to you. You need to hit me up. I don't have BBM, but you need to figure out a way to hit me up. How about that?
Well, I'm an international businessman. You know, it's hard to catch up with. Yeah, this is my free time right here.
I'll give him the information when I get off the air. So now, my question is to all the men listening and the men that's in the chat room that never admit to anything. You know what I'm saying? Only person that might admit to something is Don, because Don is just a nasty man that loves his significant other, that loves to fuck people in the ass, because he's always asking about ass fucking. I bet that motherfucker got the art to anal fucking down to a science. I'm going to need him to write me a mini blog on BBM and send it to me. Then Slim Turk, after having about 3 Dr. Peppers and rum, he will tell you whatever the fuck you want to know. He'll be red as hell, but he'll tell you the truth. So, Slim, how many drinks have you had tonight? Because I need to know how big your dick is. Can we arrange something?
You know Slim's Curry Butt's not going to show you anything.
I'm waiting for him to say something. For those of y'all that are not in the chat room, I am actually thinking about doing another fucking live episode, but I don't know who it is that I want to fuck, and I don't know what artist I want to fuck on, you know, who's going to be on the air when I do this. So if you want to be considered to be my significant other for fucking live on the air, hit me up at TalkMommy03 on Twitter, okay? I'm no longer on Facebook. Them bitches kicked me off, and I'm not going back on there. I fuck with Google Plus, so hit me up on Google Plus.
Don't put my bidding on BBM ASAP.
So if you want to be the model that I use for my instructional head video, hit me up at ChopMommy03, okay? I don't want you to have any hair on your nuts or around. I need you to be bald. You know what I'm saying? I need you to be somewhat thick in width and about 8 to 8.5 inches. I work with 9. I'm not about to let you try to fuck my tonsils. We're not going for that gag reflex. I will fucking pluck your nuts while I'm sucking your dick. I'm not going to put up with that bullshit. I control how I suck your dick. I control everything. So if you feel like
you control
you
everything, huh?
That, yes, I control everything. Then please, by all means, hit me up. Or y'all can hit up Princess Nay at ShaneeB2000, and she can screen y'all and let me know which one is going to be appropriate. She is very strict. She's worse than me, so you're going to have to be fine, and you may have to leave her a deposit for her time. So that's something that y'all need to discuss with Princess Nay. Now, I have to drop this new song right here, Nay. I promise you, you're going to love this song because this
song, I better love it.
Oh, you are. This song is for all the women that are out here in the world doing something. You know what I'm saying? Whether you got your raising your kids without your man, which we do a lot, working, putting food on the table, you ain't got your hand out or whatever, you're not waiting for a motherfucker to take care of you or nothing like that. This is for my independent woman right here. Like, this shit, I tell you, this is some hot shit right here. Now, what the hell is it? Damn it.
Oh, no.
I know. I do this all the time. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Like, this is really not happening. This cannot be happening. I know that I... Oh, my gosh. I know that I uploaded this song. I had to. Princess Nay, this is not good for me.
Princess Nay, I need help. To the bathtub. I can't help you. I'm
oh,
not
you going to the
bathtub?
Are you going to the bathtub?
Yes.
I cannot
you know,
find my fucking
I do the
song.
Show anyway.
I'm going to start doing the show in the bathtub. Once well, I get my name sealed, though.
That'd be nice. That'd be real
last
nice.
Last time I did do Tiny Chat from the tub.
Oh, yeah?
See, you're making me mad.
I must have missed that one.
Yeah, you did miss that night. Because
oh,
I don't have a BlackBerry. I have a Droid, and I'm trying to see if there's an app on my Droid that you guys that have BBM can hit me up. I think there is one.
No, there isn't.
Shut up.
Unless you live profile.
Face.
Yes, it is. Live profile
is live profile.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to go
BBM
download that. Okay, but I don't have a BlackBerry, and I love my Droid. My Droid is like my lover.
Oh, my fucking goodness. You know what? Until I can find this fucking song, first of all, we're going to take a pause for the calls. Here go a commercial.
Have you ever had a friend that just claimed they were just squeaky clean, innocent, they didn't do no kind of freaky shit? Well, let me tell you about Chocolate Fantasies. I'm here to show you just how thirsty motherfuckers are. I have niggas playing with a dick. I have them busting nuts saying, brr. If you want me to prank call your friend and give them a chocolate fantasy, hit me up. 646-504-5537. And come ride the chocolate wave.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So, on that note, I have to play Shit Better Than Me. Yes, I'm going to play Better Than Me so I can find this damn song. T Pleasure featuring Cloud Nine, Better Than Me.
Cloud Nine. Do it, baby. Do it, baby. Do it, baby, stick it, baby, drop it to the floor, girl, go ahead and ride. Bottles up, say yeah. Why me shake them up, call me AI. Let me slow it down a little bit. This nigga think he better than me, oh, quiz. And I'ma throw the book at him, pulpit. Cause I ain't really trying to hear this nigga bullshit. Yeah, I got my mind just on zone. I'm on cloud nine, we in our own zone. Try to shake it now, I see a damn song. Like Marvin Gaye, let's get it on
home.
Do it, baby.
Damn. I love that song better than me. Like, Cloud Nine. It just, it don't get no better than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only thing that could make that song sound better or something that could, complement that damn song is, let me see. My favorite song. They know what it is. Let's see. See if she remembers what it is. You remember what my song is now? Let's see here.
You know what my favorite song is?
What?
Riding That Chocolate Wave.
Oh, Riding That Chocolate Wave. Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Riding That Chocolate Wave. Well, right now, we're going to take a trip to Detroit, and we're going to play this song called D-Hat. This is the person from Detroit, but he got a Cali flag. So here is Big Gov and D-Hat.
All black dick, yeah. All black chucks, real cheese, fuck with, yeah. Black bandana, that's my only color, yo. Blue team, red team, them all my brothers, though. I don't worry when I'm chilling in the hood. Call up S-Class on my way to Inglewood. Might hit a Roscoe's over there on Pico. Gotta taste some wild foods and I wanna see hoes. Fuck it, I might hit a Laker game and watch Kobe drop 50 on a nigga brain. Wanna hit a club, but I gotta go shopping. And I heard shops on Melrose is popping. It ain't all sun and palm trees. It goes down in the lake, nigga, so I'm rolling with my heat. But overall, I'ma have a ball and bail back to the D with a story to tell.
I found it. This is a serious ass song. Slim Turk, This shit is so fucking hot. It's by No. This is called Raise Your Glass off his new fucking album, No Remorse. This is a fucking exclusive. You heard it here first.
Where would we be without love? You know what I'm saying? Especially with G. I invite you on a stream quest. Knew I was sprung when she hit us with that mean dress. When that heel matched the gator clutch. No other lady had a style that could say as much. You my bomb scare, baby. Your presence in the room shook the world up. Haiti. She say she sprinkled life with a lot of thrill. She wrote a number on the clean $100 bill. She whet my appetite for the finer things. Time is money, it's wasted on minor things. Yeah. Buy a couple shares of her. Frequent flyer, every pilot in the air, love her. And she monotone, never yell. And when you overplay your hand, she will never tell. She a boss breaker, it's like Swan Lake, just to see her lean in and reach for the sauce. Coming out my shell doing double dates.
Do that.
Talking about grease in a timeshare. Telling me before I pour the grapes, give the wine air.
Word.
Take a man scorned by the gutter. Love him, watch him being born by another.
Rebirth.
She a class act. Now I'm sitting at the auction. Tipsy, bitten on an abstract. She got a tattoo, lower back, honeybee. It's like springtime sat right in front of me. Yeah. We could drive with the top torn and chill watching First 48 eat popcorn. Yeah, and she loves my confetti rap, bopping to my songs while she rocking a spaghetti strap. Her words, they combine to form soft notes to compliment my cigar blowing soft. Come on.
Number, because It's chocolate fantasy time, and this guy had, oh, hold on, I found it. Because I forgot, a lot of different people called in and was wanting me to prank people. They have a friend that swear this dude ain't had no pussy in years, but he would get a lot of porn and everything like that. So I don't know what's wrong with him, but I guess we could find out. Then I had somebody that did a resume service, and I wanted them to make a resume for me to go audition for a fucking fuck flick. I wanted them to, you know, put down how I take dick and the type of dicks that I've had and everything like that. But I can't find his fucking number, and I can't hit the dude up on Facebook because, like, you know, I don't have a fucking page anymore. So, let me see if we can get Eric Ash to answer the phone or whatever. Let me see. I think I wrote down some notes about what he looked like, or did I? Nah, he likes porn. That's all I have. So this is going to be quite interesting. So
that ain't no fun. He liked porn, but he ain't had no pussy in a while. What type of shit is he into?
It really wouldn't matter. That means he's going to be super thirsty because, like, you know, this is the thing about men. Like, a sexy voice gets y'all fucked up every time. You know what I'm saying? If you hear somebody's voice that's sweet and pleasant, your dick is automatically going to get hard. And you might find yourself stroking yourself, thinking about fucking her without knowing what she looks like. You could visualize her being anybody that you've always wanted to fuck and that you knew you couldn't. So when somebody calls you unexpectedly and they start talking that sexual shit to you, naturally, you're going to start going with the second head. You're not going to think with common sense. You're just going to think about
pussy,
voice, and whatnot. So I'm sure you got hella thirsty friends that would be easy to prank. And then, you know, that's what I do. I prank men that want to be pranked. And I see this 334 number, 450. They had called in earlier, but then they had put their hand up and something happened. So I'm going to see who this is. This is an Alabama number. I know that much. 334.
This Heavy D.
Oh, my God. Okay, everybody that's listening, this is Heavy D from Alabama. He was on the show last week with King David, and he doesn't eat pussy.
We need to hang up for him on rip.
I want a virgin tongue because I want to put... When he a virgin tongue, that means ass and pussy is all open. He going to eat it all.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Turn him out.
Yes. And, you know, hanging with King David, he don't really eat pussy either. So, you know, we're going to share the flock together. Yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, let me go ahead and call King David out.
I like to eat ass a lot. I like to stick my tongue on a bin of girl ass.
Okay, but see, you're experienced, but what would you say to somebody that don't eat pussy? This is your fellow brother here. This is a fellow man. Tell him about what he's missing out about not eating pussy.
But he's missing the moment of, I love eating pussy, and I just like to feel the vibration of a female leg shaking on my neck. Like, I know I done have done something real good there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to suck on the mm-hmm. I like to suck on the click till it swell up.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Heavy D, what is it about pussy that makes you not want to eat it? Have you came across somebody her shit was nappy or it had an odor or it just pussy intimidates you? I'm trying to understand.
He's intimidated.
It's alright sometimes, but it was an ugly girl. Come on.
It was the girl? Her pussy wasn't fresh?
No.
But it didn't stop them from poking it, and they asked themselves.
Wow.
As long as it smells good to me, I'm going to eat it. I'm going to lick it and suck it.
Well, we already know the truth. You're going to do you're going to do everything. We know you're going to do everything. You probably going to stick the anal beads in her ass and then put them in your mouth. I don't put shit past you right now. And
that's a little too personal. Maybe you can find that out.
Yay. Put a check mark for any and everything goes with him.
I'm going to download live profile because I want to play.
You want to play?
Yes.
Okay. You can play, but it's not gonna be the same. You know what I'm saying? Heavy D, I need you to think about what it's going to take for you to eat pussy because, you know, if I'm not mistaken, King David is supposed to be bringing me down there. And if I'm coming, Princess Nay is coming because it's like a joint trip to Alabama and, you know, to celebrate his birthday. And he might be, like, trying to hook you up with, you know, getting all type of medals and stuff like that, you know, because I would love to teach you how to eat pussy properly. That's not a problem. I mean, are you down to learn?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And then how do you feel about licking my ass? I mean, it's certain ways I can lay where you can just get everything in one lick. You know what I'm saying? If I do ass down, face down, ass up, and just spread my legs, all you got to do is just take your tongue and make one swipe, and you'll hit all everything at one time.
You better do it right, and your tongue better be wet.
Yeah, your tongue got to be real wet. And it'll get real wet once you hit Chica. So is that something you're down for?
I better put some ice in your mouth and use the ice. Use the ice cube.
Oh, yeah, and then the pop rocks. Oh, yeah. Oh, on the clit, that's instant gratification. What you say, Heavy D? This is. You need to touch yourself? I mean, what's wrong, baby? This is real live shit right here. This is what we do. We don't talk it, we live it.
Oh, y'all didn't get to play with me last Friday because I was in mourning. So y'all, you get a dose of Princess Nate tonight too. Sorry.
Oh yes, our prayers is with your family, hon.
Thank you.
So, Heavy D, talk to me. What you trying to do? I mean, I can play a song and let you think about your options and stuff like that. But coming on my show, most definitely, you gonna have to give up that ass. You gonna have to give up the tongue. And you know, I like to play with the ass too. So you gonna have to be completely open to fuck with me. I'm freaky. Like I'm so fucking freaky too. It's a damn shame. Like I don't know.
I love you.
Oh, I'm down.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. So while you're thinking about that, I'm going to go ahead and play my favorite. I have so many favorite songs. I'm going to play Slow by Mike Bless.
And I say, yeah, damn, I gotta go slow for a reason. Feel too good, I ain't gonna lag. Starting off too fast, yeah, I gotta go slow. Just to you and your loving. Give me a second, gotta back up, but I'ma jump right back in. I'ma hit that spot, I promise. I'ma speed it up, I promise. But girl, we gotta slow it down for now. You know I ain't no lie.
let me tell you the truth. I gotta go slow for reason. Feel too good, I ain't gonna last. Starting off too fast,
I gotta be honest.
I gotta go slow.
Girl, I could feel every groove, and you kill me with those sounds. You go, you gon' rush me to the end, yeah. Faster, that's what she said. Slow it down, that's what I'm thinking. I don't wanna disappoint.
Yes. Oh, me? Nah, I'm actually thinking about playing. You remember when we was doing Saturday, the listening show on Saturday, right? And we played the song by fucking Lil Wayne. He did the freestyle to My Last, right? Mm-hmm. And he said some old crazy shit. You remember what he said?
No.
He's like, if you say fuck Young Money, I'm going to have to fuck you in the ass. And I'm like, what the fuck? People don't believe that that little ugly motherfucker said that. And I'm like, no, I'm dead ass. So I was thinking, like, do I play My Last? Or, yeah, that's what I think. Because, you know, after seeing him in the motherfucking leggings, it's like he was like, he might take it a lot of places. So what the hell is it? Okay, here we go. Lil Wayne, Hands Up, My Last, from the Sorry to Make You Wait, or Sorry for the Wait mixtape.
Yeah. Let's get fucked up on the road to riches. You just a speed bump. Funny how that heat'll make a nigga freeze up. We smoke a tree down till it's just a tree stump. That east side nigga, bang on you bitches. I'm going at your neck, strangle you bitches. Got a long ass list full of badass bitches, and I stay burned out like a bad transmission. I'm on like the lights, I light up the cush, knocked out Tyson fights. I'm talking about ass and titties, sex and city. We the F baby, and the F is for forget it. I'm loving my shine, sipping on fine wine, up in some fine dime. Then she give me Einstein, Young Money, motherfucker. Yeah, we picked the fine time. I'm a 17 nigga, bitch, I don't mind dime, man. I just ended up on air, bitch, sex list. Genie in the bottle, get a motherfucking debt wish. Thugger in this bitch, he say, fuck y'all niggas, breaking buzz down the size of a football, nigga. Red beam, give me the light, no Sean Paul, nigga. Let Nina bust in your face like a porn star, nigga. Yeah, I keep the brine pumping, no homo. The shit I'm on got the world moving in slow-mo. Man, I told Mac I was gonna do it. Above the law, but under the influence. Man, I was on my skateboard, kick, push, swagger. Got my girl to the room, got behind her like a shadow. I had her ass up in the air. brag, got the brag, got the largest clip up in the world right here in my gat. Yeah, and I wish a nigga play, I'ma bust a nigga ass. Hey, Young Money, then fuck you in the ass. 187 in the hockey mask. YMCMB gon' bow to we fall. And then fuck all y'all. Bow to we fall. And then fuck all y'all. We straight, sorry for the wait. I'm bullin' in this bitch. Yeah. Shout out to my nigga Sir. Shout out to my little brother Capo. Shout out to the big homie gang. Shout out to my nigga Minnie. Shout out to my nigga Top Dog, my nigga Jay. Yeah. Five, I see you. Matter of fact, I be you, nigga. Yeah. Shout out to all my dumb moves. You already know what it is. Under the fire. Fuck with me. Yeah. Swag stupid, man. Stupid Mac Noobie, man. Call the folk coming soon. Sorry for the way, sorry for the way. Detail, I be you, nigga. Hands up in the air. I just want that bitch up the world right here on my lap. Yeah. Ha. Fuck with a nigga, man. Young Money till I die. We running shit.
Did he say catch up, nigga? And did he say some shit about no homo? That motherfucker done lost his damn mind. Them damn gay ass leggings he had on the VH, on them damn MTV Music Awards. I swear, that has got to be the ugliest motherfucker in the rap industry besides Baby. I swear, man, I wish Lil Wayne would talk about he want to be in a motherfucking scene with me or he wants some pussy. What? Hell no. I wouldn't even
do that shit in the dark
in another country in Bangkok with motherfucking Grace Jones.
You know you let that gremlin crunch on Munch and crunch on Chica. Shut up.
No. To fuck me, to eat my pussy, to lick my ass, you gotta be fine. So I'm gonna play the original song, Fuck That Lame, and, like, let's get busy. Here go my shit. And then the truth, I'll bring you back on. I see you.
Hands up in the air. I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Sean, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. Follow us around and make the show boring. I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma dress up like it's my last. Swear I'ma do it like I never had it at all.
like I never had it at home. And
I'ma spend this cash up like it's my last, and I'ma make it last like it's my last, and I'm gone. Can't remember where I am, but she forget about her man when they tell her who I am and they introduce my fam. Now she all up in my face, all up in my face, like you remember who I am. Since I signed a con, I'm Louis Vuitton shine up in Benihana, eating all the wonton. Rose rose over little shine down, put her hands down my pants, now she rocking Shine John. Man, I just ended up on everybody's guest list. I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be here, so if you ask me how I feel, I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected, bitch.
Hands up in the air.
One time for the west side, let me see them
hands up in the air.
Two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air.
And three times for the baddest chick in the world who got a
hands up in the air.
Yeah.
Now I'ma hit the strength club. On a budget, me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing nothing. I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at
sideways.
38 when I'm riding on the highways. Brick stacks and trailer trucks, I don't fuck with it. In 09, I thought I was gonna do it big. Anything you could imagine, the square was white. Front of by the OGs had it cane white. Not 2011, now this ain't a dream. Jumped off the front porch with two things, a boa cushion, a 38. Six bullets for any nigga who ain't got their mind straight. I bring issues, ambulance and white sheets. Chalked out and family crying and praying priests. OTs overseas blowing OGs. OTs got me iced up from being me. Counting cheese for 4 weeks from this dope gang. And I'm cooking up a classic with this white cane.
We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is. We the niggas that really get the work off. Even in my damn sleep, I get the bags off. Got a whole lot of pills, whole lot of pills. You ain't had a trap, nigga, this is how it is.
Man, we them niggas that really get that work off. I'm talking about 08, nigga, take them back to Bonanza. Talk about moving 4 to 5 units a day. Now I'm taking back to 09, nigga. I'm talking about BEs, nigga. Breaking the entrance, y'all know what that means. O's, nigga, quarters. I even had a dime on that. Now I'm taking back to 011. I'm talking about 4, 5, 6. Nigga, copping them, nigga. Breaking them down, splitting them. Passing them out in school, I'm doing this shit. Nigga, I even got phone calls. Nigga, niggas know I'm really out here getting it, man. Free Big Meek, free J-Bo, free Blue Da Vinci. He'll be home soon. Man, free Uwe, dog. Free the mob, nigga. We chill out here. BMF a lot.
That's right. BMF a life. Free Big Meek. You know what I'm saying? And I have callers blinging up the lines and shit. But before I bring on my callers, everybody knows that the NFL started on Sunday. Now, that's not what I wanted to say. Anybody that reads The Source, and y'all read that shit, they did an article with Young Jeezy. Y'all can tell them y'all heard it from Chocolate City Radio. Tell that motherfucker I said stop motherfucking lying, lying motherfucker. Death before dishonor. That bitch should have been dead a long time ago. But getting back to my regularly scheduled program.
Wow.
I can't be wasting no more energy on that nigga. Fuck CTE. The motherfucker's gonna put you out. Big ups to Rocket. He got the fuck away from Jeezy, and he doing big things with Rick Ross. But hell, when you on Ross label, you can't help but to do big things, big motherfucker.
Ooh, I'm gonna beat your butt. Okay.
Yes, he ain't gonna do nothing. 954. We got a Florida. We got a Florida caller in the crib. Like, what's up? 954. Who this?
Yo.
Yo,
hello?
Who is this?
What's up, man? This white boy. Yeah, this is.
Hey, white boy. How you doing?
What's up? You already know, man. Kicking it down here in Miami. What's going on?
Oh,
I
know, white boy. White Puerto Rican or straight white boy?
No, white boy. The nigga white boy. Black boy named white boy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my shit. You feel me? That's my shit. Briscoe and Ace Hood. Gookin, that's me.
Well, hold on. Since you called. Oh, man, hold on. Got to be more. Okay, hold on. Shit. I know I uploaded it because okay. Matter of fact, since we have a surprise caller, white boy, that's really a black boy featuring Aaron Briscoe.
You already know.
Gookin?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Yeah. It's your damn song. It's yours.
Gookin. Straight gookin. Everybody fucking gook. No, Chinese people might hate that shit, but they all right. It's America.
Here we go.
I'm stone walking, plat with words. My nouns the verbs, wherever the moonlight is. I can never pretend. I'm lost in the sin and lost in the wind. Shit don't make me go toe to sea, up and down you'll see. I'm white boy, water whipping white, no hype. My 9700 on, who wanna call me? I'm chirping on my next cell phone, who wanna bleed me? Meet me, see me, I'm trapping in 3D. My M-Series Beamer got these hoes wanna free me. But rapping ain't about my cars, either put in at the bar, I either drop it or Rico. But you know this hoe got to go.
What you
is it me or is it every time Ace Hood ass on a motherfucking record, that motherfucker be hyped like he just happened to be out the cage and be heard? I mean, is it me or is that really how it go down?
Hello.
Yeah, is it me or is it just every time, every track Ace Hood on, that motherfucker be so happy and so hype, like he just happy to be heard or something? Like, I like him, but he just, his energy, like, motherfucker,
I mean,
you don't hear me.
Hey, nigga, you gotta listen to him. You got ears, you gotta hear.
Don't
worry, I got more shit, you feel me? I'm just taking my time right now, getting back into these streets, you feel me? But I got something else for y'all with Billy Blue. Got some shit I'm working on right now with Triple C, Maybach Music. Got some shit with Iceberg. You know, I got shit coming up. I'm whipping up right now. Got to let the air dry real quick, but I'm on that.
Hold on.
Yeah, you know?
Oh, Lord. Triple C's, Maybach Music. Fat ass Ricky Rose. Lord.
You know,
yeah, I understand it. It's a Florida thing, but when you come on my show and you say Rick Ross, it's like you cursing me. It's like,
nah.
Oh, my God.
Nah, that's how you feel?
I always fuck with Daddy. I always fuck with fat ass. I fuck with Plies, too. Like, you know,
I take
shots at everybody. Nobody is fair game. Like, when you get off and you see my Twitter, I'm like, your ass is in trouble. I called out your whole movement. DJ Show No So Crazy, Prophecy Nick.
That's my nigga. That's Takeoff Records right there.
He was the one that sent me a track. Oh, for everybody that don't know, like, go ahead and tell everybody who you are, where you from, and whatnot.
You know what I'm saying? This white boy, they kind of sunny. You hear me? You can find me on Twitter, at whiteboytor. Yeah. All the way live. Just, catch up. Hold on, mama. Hold on. Hey, cool. Let me hit you right back. Yeah, you know, we all the way live, though, man. I see you doing things on Twitter, though. You talk shit. Now, I'm sorry. I'm on, like, four different phones at one time, but I'm trying to talk to you.
Oh, that's okay. Hold up. Nay, I think he done opened himself up to some questions, because, you know, you can't come
I'm
in
sorry,
on the top of the city.
What he say?
Give me a question. You want questions, nigga? I got answers.
Oh, shit. Okay. How much money have you paid him? How much money have you spent on pussy?
For what?
How much money have you spent on pussy?
Oh, pussy, nigga. Hey, let me tell you, the game is to be sold, not to be told. You hear me?
That's a whack answer. That means that he has spent some cash money on some whack tail.
I don't fuck with $40 trash. You hear me? I ain't getting down like that.
Well, maybe
spend no money on pussy. That money better. That pussy better spend some money on me. Shit. That limited edition dick right here.
This big limited
edition. I ain't paying shit. That bitch better have her own money. We ain't rapping no talk.
All I can say is, Shanae, all I'm going to say is, on that song that he just did, birds of a feather flock together. That's all I'm going to say, and that's from personal experience. But
politics is a motherfucker. You hear me? Politics is a motherfucker. I ain't paying for shit. Not even an interview.
I feel you, because I ain't paying for that either. I'm not paying to be in no magazine. I'm not paying for no interview. I'm not paying for no poo-poo. I'm not paying for you to tell me how about no.
I ain't even paying attention right now.
I know, right?
Shit. Tell you
oh,
what.
My God, he is so cute. We need to see a picture. Like, we need you to tweet
me
something. We need to see you. Yeah, we need to see you, like, real talk, like, for real.
Okay, what is your Twitter? I'm about to send you a message on Twitter.
It's Whitewood, WiteBoy. Get up right here for me. TOR.
Huh?
Yeah, you got me?
No, hold on. I'm sorry. I had to log back in.
Yeah, at WiteBoy, TOR.
Gotcha. He looks like a little itty bitty baby.
Really?
I mean, really? Yeah.
Oh my God. Baby.
I'm going to need you to put up a better picture than that because I can't see
you.
Want
me to put up a better picture? Can't see me? Let me tweet something right quick. Hold on. Let me grab that.
I just.
Shit.
tweet some shit real quick. Nigga talking about I look like a baby. Baby with a lot
you
of motherfucking
like
bills.
You look like a baby.
A baby with bills. How about that?
You look like a baby, bro.
Change my name to BB. It's gonna have to call me BB, baby with bills. Hold on.
Truth. Please school. Please educate the young man.
You got some change?
I don't know why this shit won't pull up, but it's all good. I'm going to have to go somewhere else. My Twitter acts so stupid sometimes, but it's cool. It is so cool. Hold on, let me see. Oh, look at him.
Look at him.
Look at him.
Is that
you know yeah, oh my God. It was like after one nut, he's done. Like, we get like, take turns tossing him around. Like, bang, bang. Come, bang,
toss
bang.
Me around. Toss me around. Yeah,
Nay, you
can,
Nay, go ahead and toss him around, cause yo, I'm about to bang proper, like yo, real talk. That nigga ran from me when I was in Miami last year, September. But, Nay, I've never seen a motherfucker talk so much shit about wanting to be with a chick, this, that, and the third. When I come down there, he like, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. He wanna stay in he wanna stay in Dade. Then once I come back home and he's seeing some more shit that I don't put out, like, man,
hey,
I knew I
should have
fucked
you. Come on, you can't hear my brother, man. Niggas
be busy. He was scared.
You supposed to
trust
me. You in Broward, we in Miami. Shit.
I came to Miami to do my photo shoot.
Right.
do my photo shoot.
Thing, nigga,
all he had
about
to do was
just
bring his dick in a condom. All
he
had to do
was
bring his dick in a condom. Exactly.
He was scared.
Miami
niggas
scary anyway. They are just so
Miami niggas scary.
Yes.
Broward police.
Yes. When I used to live in when I lived in Broward and I was fucking Miami dudes, they did. Oh man, please. I would always have to have a backup plan because they could never do the job.
Yeah, you ain't never fuck with me. That's why I'm gonna put it on your ass. Savage life.
I'm
in everywhere. I'm in Hollywood. I'm in Hollywood right now. I'm in Hollywood right now. Shout out my nigga Money Mike, them. I'm in Hollywood right now. The
shout
June
out
bug,
to Money
yeah.
Mike.
You know what I'm saying? June Bug. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn Tango. You know what I'm saying? The whole Lake Forest crew. Shit. I'm fucking Broward too. You sleep. There's money all over this motherfucker. From my hood to yours.
White boy. I'm going to need you to tweet out a real picture.
Oh, shit. She hit me with the little talk.
I did. I did it on purpose.
That's Weezy number right there?
You know what we're going to do, Nay?
What?
Because we have a Floridian on, and let me see.
They just
the
took some medication,
it?
So she got to be knocked out soon. So he needs
well,
to
before you
go
knocked out, I'm gonna play this one because I'm gonna be like I'm gonna be nice and represent Florida because you know old boy is on and you on and whatnot. So what the hell? Okay, here we go.
Hey, I'm gonna be in South Carolina in a little bit now. North Carolina ain't too far.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah, right. Okay, that's what's up. Matter of fact, you can't say that I wasn't nice while you was on the show and I was very respectful.
You are
I'm playing a song. I'm playing a song. Everybody's going to be like, oh, shit. Here we go. I dedicate this to Dade County, Broward County, the county you live in, Nay. Here we go, because this is what y'all do.
Switch it up. Okay. I told you. It's going to be the hottest show in the streets. New Ace Hood. Remix.
The remix.
Little Wayne.
Same old shit, just a different day. I kept trying to get it each and every way. Wait, mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard, that's what I'ma do. Hustle, 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 hard, hustle, 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 hustle.
and I cop it. Got about a house note in my pocket. I'm on South Beach with that top off. Bad bitch and her ass off. Something out of that catalog. She introduced that lockjaw. And I think her name was Lisa. Or maybe it was Sheila. My Chevy sitting too high. I call that with Khalifa. And I'm all about the them Franklins. Ain't talking Aretha. Bitch, my league too major. I'm hip hop Derek Jeter. And I'm still feeling my pockets. Big bass and it's knocking. Yeah, this be that remix. What you ride around with that rocket? Nigga, welcome back to my household. We the best, be that loco. 100 grand for that neck glow. All about the dinero. Nigga, flow so retarded. We be getting all that. Oh, King Wasabi, it be me, Ross, we did party, cause it's the same old shit, just a different day, out here trying to get it, each and every way, wait, mama need a house, baby need some shoes, two times are getting hard, hard, guess what I'ma do, hard, hard, hard,
you know I love this nigga,
hard, hard,
hustle.
Don't get fed on
this boulevard. 24s on my beamer. Never know when I slide up. 19 in my Nina. Red dot when I ride up. 100 deep in that KOD. King of diamonds, that's me, nigga. No, you bitches can't hit my beat. Choppers only think free, nigga. Step to me and I teach you. Somebody text this preacher. Straight drop in my beaker. Ace knock in my speakers. Last night I counted 1 mil. This morning, 150. Pussy niggas can't count me out. Don't make me hurt your feelings. I D12 jetted. Jet blue, forget it. Rolex embedded. With princess and baggage. Same old brick, but it's different, yeah. Yeah, that's candy paint, paint on my 7 tray.
Same old shit, just a different day. Out here trying to get it each and every way.
Wait,
mama need a house,
house.
Baby need some shoes.
Two
times of getting out.
Hard.
Guess what we gon' do? Hustle, hustle, hustle,
hard. Hard.
Hustle, hustle, hustle,
hard. Hard.
Hustle, hustle, hustle,
hard.
Close mouths don't get fed,
yeah,
on this boulevard.
Okay, my black card in my pocket, riding round in that Gotti. Pistol off of my box, I ain't got time to be boxing. Got a red bone, she look tropic. If she fuck me right, then she shopping. Young money, we popping. I eat these rappers, Anthony Hopkins. See that V-neck, that's polo. Grilled up like Ocho. Chuck Taylors with no socks. You niggas chicken, pollo. Nigga live on Sundays. King of Diamonds Monday. Swagger just dumb. Call it Kelly Bundy. Got a big house with a backyard. Fish tank with sharks in it. Real nigga, I'm authentic. I fuck the bitch that she sharp with it. Got a bad bitch who be bartending. Couple homies that gangbang. I get on anybody track and hit that bitch with that Wayne train. Free my nigga T.I. Sue to the beehive. Got a G6 and a G5. You pussy niggas, you feline. Don't stop the party. We be getting all it. Whoa, Kim and sorry, I'm with Mac Fugas and Marley, cause it's the same old shit, just a different day. Out here trying to get it each and every way.
Wait,
mama need a house, baby need some shoes. They want that car to fold, bitch is coming soon.
I had to go ahead and put that in there. You know, out of respect to the Floridian on the phone. And I normally don't care for the other people in there, but I like Ace Hood this year because he has really struggled and he's been making shit, and now I feel like it's his, he's coming through, he's shining. So I can't even hate like I normally, I don't even say hating, I just don't give a fuck. But with him, I just have to say that he's paid his dues and is finally, you know, showing. So big ups to Ace Hood and Drop Top Chicken Box Fat Ass Ricky Ross for hopping on the track. And we can't forget Homo Skinny Legs, Zebra Wayne Leggings, Lil Wayne Ass. I swear if I ever meet Lil Wayne, I'm going to keep him. I'm going to keep my pocketbook with some fucking Raid, some road spray, so I can spray his ugly ass. I swear, I think he would just melt. Next, for $2 million, would you let Lil Wayne eat your pussy, grill and all, for $2 million?
Yes.
You didn't even think about it. You didn't even blink. You was like, yes.
Yep.
Shoot, it ain't even got to be $2 million. Tell them to give me $100,000 and we might.
work it out.
What?
Go on ahead. He better not tell nobody.
Who better not tell nobody? Hell, you just told the whole world.
Nobody.
Nah, just don't tell nobody.
And he gonna have to put a condom on his tongue because he be getting people pregnant just by looking at him.
Damn, Wayne face dirty.
That's crazy. She lied. 2 million. No, she not selling for 100,000. No. No, I can't let that happen. I'm her broker. So we're going to stick with 2 million because this going to be, it's going to be worth it. Girl, he going to come in there with some motherfucking pink bomb. What's the motherfucking tidy white? Oh, you know how his ass is not color coordinated. Fuck that. Hell no. Now, get back to what I was saying earlier. I'm about to fuck live on the air today. We need to sit down and coordinate a date, and I'm going to need you to pick the dick that I'm going to be fucking and see if we're going to stream it live on Tiny Chat or if we're going to stream it and if you're going to be the administrator.
I'm not getting kicked off Tiny Chat again for you. No,
okay, well,
you're not doing it on Tiny Chat.
I found the new site last night, and it allows you to charge for webinars. So, yeah, this is going to be a webinar, right? It's going to be how I show the motherfucking world I crush motherfuckers, like how I'm a smash and go. So, yeah, would you like to be the administrator of this this event, Shanae? I'll let you pick the person.
My brain is rolling, even though it's doped up right now. I'm trying to think of who I want. I'm going to try to get Birdman.
Bird who?
Put in another picture, too.
Birdman? Oh, no. I would never fuck anything coming out of the Young Money. Oh, no. Hell no. I'm sorry. I can't do it. That goes against any and everything that I believe in. And my pussy is worth way more than that. It really is. Matter of fact, I swear. You know what, Nay?
What?
It goes back to, I gotta play this, and I know if y'all in the chat room, please don't be tired. Please don't be tired of this, but I've got to play my Gucci prank because somebody was playing it the other night, and I was, like, crying because that shit was just too fucking funny. So, yes, this is, okay, for everybody that don't know, I do what is called sexual prank calls. I prank call people. This shit is real. They friends give me their numbers. I don't know them. They don't know me. And I get a little bit of background, and then I take it from there. So this little kid, his best friend, gave me his phone number and set him up for the okie doke. And everything that you hear is real. This is not pre-recorded or pre-rehearsed. It's not scripted. It's just straight. This little dude actually thought that he won a verse with Gucci. So here we go. Dude would hit me 8 minutes into the damn show talking about his name is LB. He gonna have to wait for Friday.
Come on, let's go. Let's get him. Let's get him. Let's get him. I gotta do this.
Hold on.
Damn it.
Let me get the number.
Don't forget.
Out of my email.
You the manager of Gucci Man. You the manager of Gucci Man.
Okay, hold on.
You gotta say burr. You gotta say burr a couple of times too. I'm serious. That right there, that's official. That's how he knows.
Okay, I'm about to call him, and I'm about to put y'all on hold.
Hello.
Can I speak with LB?
This me.
Hey LB, how you doing? My name is Francis Smith, and I'm Gucci Mane's manager. Your friend submitted you in a contest to get a verse with Gucci, and you won.
Hey, wait, you who manager?
I'm Gucci's manager, Gucci Mane.
Oh, for real?
Yes, Burr.
Oh my God!
Yeah. And your friend submitted you. And I mean, we picked your name and you won.
Oh my god. Wait, what
does this mean? It means you get to be featured on the verse with him, and don't worry about the budget. It's not going to cost you anything like that. It's like a charity thing that Gucci is doing.
Oh my god. So when I get to do this? Oh, my God.
We're going to set it up for next weekend. I can't remember because I don't have everything in front of me. What city and state are you in?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, that's not too far. I mean, I'm not going to ask you to drive. We will set up all the travel arrangements and everything like that. Now, the only catch is Gucci is a very wild person, like not in a bad way or anything like that. He has lots of bitches that like to be up under him. So with you doing this picture with Gucci, you're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way.
I'm going to have what?
You're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way. I'm just a very straight up and forward person. I don't cut any corners or anything like that. So do you have a problem fucking like two or three hoes?
No, I don't. No, I
won't. And I mean, you can bring a homeboy because, you know, it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So, I mean, it's just like go in the studio. Okay, you're going to go in the studio, y'all going to lay down the track, and it's going to be a lot of females in there. You'll probably be getting your dick sucked and whatever it is that you want a female to do, she will be there to do that.
Oh, my God. And Gucci going to be sitting right there.
Yeah, burr.
Oh, my God. I'm trying. Oh, my God. Is there any way I can, like, talk to him?
You'll be able to talk to him next week. Because he's about to, he's actually on the road doing a show with Frenchie.
Oh, mama! Damn, I hate. Oh, my God.
Don't cry. Please don't cry. Cry when that bitch sucks. Cry when you get your dick sucked and they swallow and you're in the studio making a hot ass track. You can cry then for pleasure.
Is it gonna be some fine, like, big booty bitches?
Man, we got the baddest hoes on our team.
Oh.
Yes. You okay over there?
Hmm?
You okay?
Yeah. I'm gonna cry. I'm just so happy.
Oh my, don't cry. What I'm gonna do is, if you can give me your email address, I'll send you the information over.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Oh my goodness.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Skateboard3000@yahoo.com.
Okay, skateboard3000@yahoo.com. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get off the line, and I'm going to send you a confirmation email with all the information in there, and then you can respond back to me, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And remember, burr!
So stupid. So dumb. You know you were wrong for that. And this has to keep saying burr.
Oh, gosh.
Tell them how you found out that it was a prank.
Tell him how you found out it was a prank, child.
Okay, he said he thought it was a prank because the next day, well, that night he called his best friend and set him up and was telling him he had won a feature with Gucci. So the best friend told him to come to the crib the next day. So when he comes to the best friend's crib, when he enters the den, the dude got this video that I put out on YouTube playing through the speakers, and the dude hear himself, and he hears himself crying.
That's some bullshit.
No, that's your best friend shit. That's what best friends do to people. You feel me? Like,
that's
his
some
best
bullshit.
Friend did. All of my calls have come from somebody's dude. They homie. I even have people calling to set up their brothers. I had somebody trying to give up their daddy and their granddaddy. Shit.
Man, if you like it, I love it. Fuck that. If you like it, I love it.
Always trying to give up his daddy.
If you like it, I love it.
Oh,
that nigga was really crying, though. He was really crying.
Yeah, he was.
Where's mom? So I'm sitting here listening. I'm like, what the fuck, this nigga got some good pussy or something? This nigga got a pussy crying? Then I had to listen and pay attention. Like, oh, this nigga think he about to get on. Damn. Like, this nigga must have been writing all his life.
But then you got to think about it. He's 18.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Y'all have fucked your life up.
See,
no,
his best friend. Best friend did it. Nay, Gucci's address is in the chat room.
I saw it.
Oh, that's hot, though.
I put it in there.
I like this shit. Yeah,
I mean,
y'all still don't
you
never
know.
Seem to amaze me, man. I swear to God. Y'all motherfuckers need y'all on show. Fuck online. Motherfuckers need to see this shit.
Hey, look at the pool. Here we go. I'm just going to go look at Gucci's mug shot.
I'm just tripping. Like, Gucci, you get mad money. Why you going to offer that bitch $150? You know what I'm saying? Because I went online and I read the little story and shit like that. Now, you in a fucking Hummer. But now the only thing that's suspect on her is she was like, she didn't know that was Gucci. She familiar with his music. How could you not know who he was? She identified him by having the ice cream tattoo on his face. My thing is, Gucci, what the fuck had you finished taking? Because you smoke a quarter pound of weed a day, you toot, you roll, and you take mental health medications. You take
crazy damn.
So my thing is, what the fuck? I mean, like, did she piss you off that bad that you had to throw that bitch out your moving Hummer? Like, what the fuck?
He threw
fuck?
A bitch out the Hummer?
Yeah, that's why he got sentenced to 6 months today. He's 6 months jail time, 3 years probation.
Yeah, what the fuck is niggas be on after they get that money?
Man, Gucci been crazy before the money.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
oh, well, I got,
he may
hey,
be out
really.
Of institutions for not taking his medication or whatever, but my thing is, what in the fuck, because she wouldn't take your $150? No. Come on, Gucci. You spend
yeah,
that on fucking...
Yeah, he wild. He wild. That's
yeah.
gas on the Hummer.
Like,
battery of a misdemeanor, reckless conduct misdemeanor, disorderly conduct misdemeanor.
I don't know if that should be publicity stunts or what.
For some shit, I'm going to go all out. Okay, let's just replay it. I'm Gucci.
If that is
alias right?
information, it's Gucci Mane.
I'm Gucci. I
man, look, I've been in jail before. Hey, that shit ain't no fun.
I did 3 years and 8 months, so I already know. But my thing is, I pick you up. I offer you $150. I'd be like, bitch. I'm Gucci LeFleur. The fuck you mean?
Gucci? Gucci burned the fuck up.
Yes. He got a permanent pot belly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit just, no matter how hard he work out, everybody go to prison or go to county jail, they come home, they a fucking beast. You know what I'm saying? They fucking neck swole. They fucking biceps is swole. This motherfucker come out and his stomach swole. Like, what the fuck?
That nigga in there eating. Ain't doing shit.
Hell yeah. Honey buns, peanut butter, fucking noodles.
One
all
on.
That shit. You know
hell
what I'm
good.
Saying?
Jack and
fucking
Mac, all that.
Yeah. Snickers, Butterfingers, you name it, he got it.
Hell yeah, I can imagine. I know it's Shelly be loving him.
I need a body massage.
You need a body massage?
Yes.
Oh, we you know what, Nate, we ain't did the after show in a minute, and it's two guys and two girls. One don't eat pussy. I'll fuck with Heavy D. Now, Daddy Hood, he do it all.
I want the truth. I need to go download Livewire.
The
so
truth
I
is gone. I will pass your information to him on BBM as soon as my phone catch up because I've been on the phone for a minute. But, yes, now, let's see. We're gonna here's a question that I be wanting to ask men, and I ask them in my group. And Daddy Hood answered it or whatever. But how do you know when you first stick your dick in pussy, what makes it so good? What makes good pussy? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know
when you feel like you ain't got a fucking condom on, you got to keep checking the condom and make sure that motherfucker's still on. That's good pussy. Or when you motherfucking tighten your walls up. That shit feel like a vacuum on your dick. That's some good
and
pussy.
And DeKalb County got a bunch of niggas in jail.
Damn. Okay, now Heavy D, what's your definition of good pussy?
He thinking about it now.
Who thinking about it?
Heavy D. He's from Alabama.
Moaning.
Oh.
Heavy D over there moaning.
Damn, Heavy D, get it together, baby. Heavy D must be in some good pussy now. He's trying to tell y'all, hold up. I'm going to tell you right
I'm
now, hold up.
Right now, bro.
Hold up, I'm going to tell you, give me a minute. I'm waiting for the right sensation to come. I'm going to tell you just exactly what it is. This is where a bitch be moving that body when you in that pussy, man.
I know.
Don't let a bitch cough. Oh, my God. God damn it. Don't let a bitch cough. God.
Did he just say, don't let a bitch cough? I done heard it all.
Word is fun.
Wow.
If a bitch cough while you in that pussy, I swear to God, that's a sensation you ain't never felt before.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm gonna start bringing me some pepper to bed. Make a bitch sneeze
and
shit.
I'm gonna get beat up.
Heavy D was good, baby. Heavy D going for shit over there.
Number 10, bro.
Oh, wow. It sounds like you were three of them, baby.
I wish. I'm trying to get you to come over here. Come to the zone.
Oh, gosh. You know what? The best thing I could tell you is, gosh. I don't even know what to say on Heavy D. Heavy D sound like the type of dude that I would just, like, lay him back, pull out his dick, suck it till it got hard, and until he was, like, halfway about to bust, then I'd stop, make the nut go back down, get him hard again, take off my, you know what, I wouldn't even take off my damn panties. I'll just pull over my G-string and straddle him and ride him real good and bust a nut, and right when I felt like he was getting ready to bust one, I would hop off, take the condom off, and let him skeet on my butt.
Ooh-wee.
Damn, Heavy D, so you need to be on the roll right now.
Ooh, that's our idea, bro. like that.
Oh my goodness. Oh God, this is just too fucking crazy. I swear, man. I think my new thing is gonna be, I'm gonna get a vibrator and I'm gonna play with it, and I want the dude to have his tongue on my clit with the vibrator while I'm playing with it. And like, I just want to do some old nasty futuristic shit for my next video. That's what I think I want to do. And Nate, I want you to be the commentator. I want you to, you know, give play-by-play details. You think you can do that, Nate?
Nate's still over there thinking about her fucking massage.
Nay is in the bathtub, and she's doing what I think she's doing. She ain't paying nobody no attention but her special friend.
Oh, my God. Nay quiet as hell, too. You ain't in the library, speak.
That's because she over there doing some old crazy shit.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
What's the illest shit a nigga told you that make you know that your pussy was good?
Oh, God. It's several different things. I had a dude tell me that I had baby-making pussy where he could just lay up in the pussy all day. One motherfucker was like, if I lay in my bed and I think about you fucking another motherfucker, I'm going to fuck you.
Damn. Hey, that's that go to jail pussy, huh?
Then I had fucked this dude. He had a twin brother. He said, oh, my God, your pussy's so good. I want my brother to have
God. Damn.
And see what else? Damn. Guys, I had dudes get emotional before. Oh my God, the best one. Oh my God, this dude right here, he a hood superstar. He was like, what did he do? We was fucking, right? I was riding him because I'm a rider. And I knew he was about to come, and so was I. This motherfucker busts. Then he holds my hip like, no, no. I'm like, what? Then he grabs the pillow, and he puts his fingers in his mouth. He's like,
oh, shit.
Needless to say, that was the last time. That was the last time. It only been two times, but that was the last time. Like, who does that?
Oh, yeah. You're plus a fiddle. But I ain't doing all that shit. You gonna grab a fucking pillow and put that shit in your mouth.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. I don't know about all that. You know, what I was told is, you know, that's like, men are supposed to, because I'm being a female chauvinistic right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, men do so many different things. You know what I'm saying? They act like, they act like they're, like, shit on the front of them. Men act like they can't be pussy whipped. They act like they can't never come up short. They act like they never spent money on pussy before. They just,
they lying.
They just, like, act like so many different things. Like, when you with them, they'll be like, oh, my God, this pussy's so good. Oh, baby, I love you. But then when they get around the fellas and the fellas start talking about shit, then they want to get a cup of courage, and they want to be like, nah, that wasn't me. Nah, that wasn't me. What the fuck you mean it wasn't
me?
It was you.
Man. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm not even telling no niggas, because I ain't trying to share that shit.
Niggas, this is what men don't know. Other men know when you got some good pussy because
you don't say nothing.
It's how you act. When that phone rings and your eyes light up, they can even see your dick jump a little bit. They're like, yo, that bitch got some good pussy because look at this right here. What the hell? Like,
they start
going to the strip club tonight. They be like, nah, see, I'm going to catch you later. I gotta go help Shorty with the kids. Like, those ain't even your kids, but nah, that's my girl though. So you know,
another pussy girl.
Yeah, like
we start accepting kids
that
ain't yours.
Yeah, we didn't even watch the game. Like, nah, I'm good. I'm pass on this. Yo, Shorty, I'm about to come. Or when the fellas call you, knowing at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, your ass always answer the phone because it could be a sale. It could be anything. They could be getting their ass good. And you don't answer the phone.
I had some good pussy with those bitches. I had 4 kids. I claimed all of them. It wasn't tax time.
matter of fact, I saw something in the group today. Oh my goodness. You do trips? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good.
Interesting. Wow. When you go smash good puss, I need to know.
Nah, I ain't gonna fuck with good puss.
Why?
I don't like them that big.
Oh.
We got quiet.
When I'm on the phone, I can't be in the group because I be, you know what I'm saying? So, she big?
Yeah. You see, like, with a name like Good Pussy, she ain't have no pictures of her ass. That means either 2 things. You ain't satisfied with your body or you're ashamed of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, with a name like Good Pussy, like, you supposed to have hella pictures of yourself, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I know after I come from working out, I'm all in the mirror, like, you know what I'm saying? Snapping and flipping. When you're in love with your body, you don't care who see it. She ain't in love with her body, so how I'm going to love it?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Now, you,
Jeez.
I seen your pictures, baby.
Wow.
And your pictures are truth. She put up a picture,
wow.
And I just looked at her like, you see, I got sound after she texts what she texts. I just left the room like, man, you fuck up.
Nah, see, because I've been in and out because I've been on my phone. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nah, she needs to change her name.
See, Heavy D don't know nothing about that BlackBerry Messenger shit that we got going on.
Hey,
but...
D, you
got
to get on that, man. I'm about to get on the BBM tour.
Mm-hmm. That shit is something. Serious, like, for real. Like, it don't get no better than that. Like,
that's just the truth. That shit got me all the way in Jersey City talking to this sexy motherfucker right now. Brother's bomb.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm actually debating on, I want to do a live show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when I do this live show, because back in March 18th of this year, I fucked live on my radio show, and I want to do it again, right? But I'm trying to figure out who and where, because I'm going to make it a pay-per-view event and whatnot. And,
start the bidding war. Fuck that. Start the bidding war. May the best contender win. I want in on that shit.
Matter of fact, how many contracts you got?
I got 130.
Okay, this is what you do. You come up with a contest, and
mm-hmm.
you blast it on your BBM,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll re-blast it to mine and see what happens.
I see that. We definitely could do that. Heavy D over there like, what type of shit
hey,
going
I got
on?
A question for you.
Sure.
How can we get the DVDs and stuff?
Okay, I have one that I had from last year. It was a calendar. I'm about to start coming out with some new ones. Matter of fact, I'm about to come out with an instructional head video. And
Yeah, talk about that shit again.
And that is going to be for digital download, you know what I'm saying? And I haven't put a price on that yet. Like, if you go to my blog, tugmommy.com, on your computer, you can see a blog that says Why I Love Sucking Dick, and it has a 53-second clip of me giving head. And that's the start. And then I have a tugmommy.socialparody.com. But if you go to my blog, all my links are on there, and you can see that. And then you'll just be like, you know. But, yeah, I have that. And then I have the calendar coming out with Twin Gates and all the behind-the-scenes footage and stuff like that. And then I'm going to start doing toy scenes. So I'll be playing with different types of dildos and beads and shower gadgets and stuff like that. So I'm getting ready to step it up a pace, you know what I'm saying? So it's like each of the scenes will be downloadable for a price, or I'll sit there and make it into a whole DVD when I have enough scenes collected to have enough footage to be like an hour and something like that. But yeah, but if you go to my socialparody.com, you can actually see clips of me fucking.
I'm gonna charge my phone. Oh shit, I'm with all them DVDs. But I'm trying to make one with you.
Oh, is that right?
Oh hell yeah.
Interesting. Well, let the bidding begin.
Yeah, but it's fine. I'm about to report that character as soon as the show.
Oh, gosh.
The head instructional video. Let the bidding begin. That sounds like
My shit is like, my shit is straight. It is straight. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. Hopefully I've given you enough to think about and whatnot. And
I'm a rapper, I'm always thinking.
So, matter of fact, be creative in this contest that you have created so I can see what happens, because this is going to be quite interesting.
It was good talking to you, like always. I'll hit you up on BBM, baby.
Yes, it's going to take a minute because I've been on the phone for like 3 hours damn near. So just let everybody know I'm about to pop in the group and turn it up a little bit. I just got to wait for my phone to catch up.
Make sure as soon as you come to the group, you say what it do, Daddy Can. Make sure you do that.
Oh, I'm going to shout you out because you always show me love. I got you.
I got you, bro.
I got a question for you, though.
Sure, I'm heavy. What's up, babe?
You on Twitter now?
Am I on Twitter? Yeah, I'm on Twitter right now. I stay on Twitter.
I guess send you a follow.
You did what now?
I just follow you.
Hold on. What's your name? Oh, okay. I followed you back.
So send that website to me. Your website.
I'm sending it now. I'm sending both of them.
Well, I can check the sexy girl out.
Yes. Okay, they're in your I DM'd them to you.
All right. So you have a good night.
I will, and I will be back again live Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.